I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. Like Vermont, New Hampshire's political landscape has changed a lot over the years. While the state now has a larger proportion of liberal voters, there are still strongly conservative areas. As New Hampshire voters get ready to cast ballots in the nation's first presidential primary tomorrow, VPR's Steve Zind has this look at the state's political geography.
In the crowd that turned out on a rainy morning last week to see Republican candidate Chris Christie at a Lebanon pub was Ryan Johnson, who's been sizing up the GOP field.
You know, the two that are on the top of my list right now are Kasich and Bush.
Johnson has pretty much ruled out the candidates from the other party.
Bernie's too much of a socialist for me. I can't get behind Hillary.
Johnson's political tastes seem well suited to Christie's pitch to the moderate Republicans he's trying to woo here.
Who do you believe has the toughness or has been tested enough to stand on the stage against Hillary Clinton?
Johnson and a group of his buddies have made it a point to see as many of the candidates as they can. They say they're interested in hearing what the candidates have to say. But Dean Feldman, another member of the group, says he senses a strong liberal tide in the Upper Valley.
I think you got a lot of Bernie, hardcore group that just love Bernie. And I think you'll get a lot of Bernie voters in this area.
New Hampshire's most reliable Republican area is in the north, including Coos County along the Upper Connecticut River. But as the river moves south, the towns along it show up bluest on the state's political map, with the home of Dartmouth College as the epicenter. Neil Levesque is executive director of the New Hampshire Institute of Politics at St. Anselm College.
Traditionally, Hanover, New Hampshire is the most liberal town in New Hampshire.
Politics in some Upper Valley towns used to be more conservative, but Roger Carroll, who grew up in the area and is now editor of the Nashua Telegraph, says as housing prices around Hanover went up, that changed.
As people who have come to work at the college or Dartmouth Hitchcock and have tended to lean a little more liberal, find that they can't afford to buy in Hanover, so they end up going further out.
The Upper Valley isn't the only place that's gone through a political metamorphosis in recent decades. Levesque says the state's largest cities have changed.
We used to have big unions in the cities being Manchester and Nashua, and those were solidly Democratic. Now they're sort of up for grabs.
According to a recent University of New Hampshire study on the state's changing electorate, New Hampshire has one of the most mobile populations in the nation. Fewer than half the residents were born in the state. Levesque says that, too, has an effect.
Those towns along the border of Massachusetts, where people have moved up from Massachusetts, ironically, are the solid Republican towns.
The state's changing politics is also tied to demographics. The University of New Hampshire study says 30% of the potential voters in Tuesday's primary were either too young to vote in 2008 or didn't reside in the state. And while different parts of the state may be colored red or blue or purple, New Hampshire's largest voting bloc belongs to neither party. They're independents who could vote in either primary. Roger Carroll of the Nashua Telegraph says Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders are creating a unique situation this year.
This is, I think, the first primary I can remember where people don't even know which primary they're voting in. They're torn between, do I vote in the Republican primary because there's a big field, or do I vote because of the Sanders effect in the Democratic primary?
Because so many people in New Hampshire are still undecided, even about which party's primary they'll vote in, Carroll says polls and past voting trends may not be accurate predictors of Tuesday night's results. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zinn.
And coming up in the next hour of Morning Edition, we'll be speaking with a married couple in New Hampshire who are divided in their household between voting for Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. That's coming up at 8:44 right here on Vermont Public Radio. Support for VPR is provided by Vermont-based LED Dynamics, lowering energy consumption with mercury-free LED replacements for fluorescent tubes, leddynamics.com. And Peter Cole, guiding business leaders and their teams to collaboratively cultivate, implement, and sustain their shared vision. ColeConsultingLC.com.
From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, this is the Eye on the Sky Weather Journal. Sunrise this morning was exactly at 7 o'clock.